Mr. Slafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Documenting the crisis of our republic. It's waging war on the New World Order. This is the Govern America radio broadcast.
While the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. Good to have you joining us, ladies and gentlemen. It's the 21st of June, 2014, moving very close to the July 4th holiday, and we have some updates here coming in regarding that as well. The shadow figures are keep moving along through the plotting their little plans and their little orchestrations, and we'll get to that as time progresses here. Nancy Levance joining us as well. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Darren. You know, I've been looking over the headlines of the last 3 days. Between what's going on at the border, all these children... we've got a headline where a police officer in front of people slashed a dog's throat to kill it. I've got reports here of female inmates being sterilized without their consent. I mean, it's just this endlessness. And the only word that could come into my head was this shamelessness that has overtaken this country, Darren. This absolute shamelessness.
The word that comes to my mind is insanity. You know, we're living in the day and age of the insane. Everything that we see is insane, and we see our government actively working against us every step of the way in every single situation. And this is the thing that's maddening.
Literally every situation, Darren.
Yeah, it's just maddening to me. And it should be maddening to everybody listening in this audience. It should be maddening to the American people. Have we become numb to the fact that we're facing tyranny in this country in a major way?
Darren, I think after what it's like to be humiliated to be an American? It's just beyond belief.
Well, we might as well dive right in here, because I'll tell you what, I got a ton of audio to share with you folks today. I've got information from the State Department again. I've got information about a variety of different directions. And I've been doing a lot of deep research, some of which we were talking about yesterday, Nancy. But I've gotten a little bit further into it, and I think I might have stumbled upon part of the reason why, at least, this war is going on. This surge is happening in Iraq. But we'll get into that as time progresses. First of all, the border information. Ladies and gentlemen, we talked about this last week on this program. They're bringing these illegals in. There's no other logical way to describe this. One of the former Border Patrol agents, as we talked about last week, has come out and said that they're bringing them in. We have health experts now warning that diseases are becoming a major border crisis. WorldNet Daily, just 2 days ago, outbreaks of tuberculosis, measles, scabies, lice, dengue fever, leprosy? All of these diseases.
Yeah, and then they turn around and say it's because people aren't being vaccinated.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yep, that's exactly they blame us for it.
That's exactly where I was going next with this. Absolutely. That's exactly what they're going to do. It's because you folks don't get the needles in your arms for the multinational corporation pharmaceutical companies.
Yep.
So, what do we got to look forward to in the coming days as health problems emerge and the healthcare system has been screwed up by this scumbag in office? We see also, well, you know, certainly our Republican friends are going to save us, right? Boehner blames Obama for overwhelming border flood. This comes from Daily Caller. I love doing these stories because, you know, something, in fact, if you go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/govern America radio, you'll see my post there yesterday. Somebody posted, some well-intentioned relative of mine, posted a thing on Facebook which set me off. It's a picture of Bush, and you know how they do these memes where there's a caption, supposedly like Bush is actually saying it. What it said was, I targeted terrorists. Why is Obama targeting the American people?
Oh, God.
And it just drives me nuts. And I posted on his wall. I said, come on, guys. You know, everything that's happening today that Obama is doing was the foundation of which was laid by the Bush administration. The war on terror, the war on terror means everybody's a terrorist. It's the phantom enemy. It's a classic phantom enemy. Anybody and everybody can be a potential terrorist. So when you declare war on nouns, you know, suddenly everybody is a noun. And suddenly we have to go and fight them here and there and everywhere. And it's something that you can never actually win because you're fighting a phantom enemy. It's like trying to box with a ghost. But Boehner blames Obama for overwhelming border flood? Give me a break. Says
yeah,
House
really.
John Boehner today slammed President Barack Obama for allowing at least 200,000 low-skilled migrants, both in families and as unaccompanied minors, to flood over the Texas border from Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. The sharp tone of the letter is more evidence that Boehner will continue to block Obama's top legislative priority for 2014, passage of the Senate's so-called Comprehensive Immigration Reform Bill. Oh, really? Well, let's just jump to the next piece from the Washington Times, which headlines, Tea Party Leader Warns, John Boehner Supports Amnesty. Now, I'm not going to read this article because there's no point in it. You see,
we've got multiple Western states who have literally emptied their prison of the gang members from foreign nations.
Well, this article, just a real quote here. Judson Phillips of Tea Party Nation says, if the Republicans sell us out on amnesty, it is game over for liberty in America. That was ahead of a Tea Party group called Tea Party Nation. Now, folks, once again, we come back to the fact that there is no difference between these parties. The same people that were running the show for Bush, the war machine, are the same people that are running the Bush, the war machine for Obama. It's the same neocon group of animals. And here you go. Here's another one from the Washington Times for you Tea Party libertarian types. Rand Paul. That's right, your buddy Rand Paul throws weight behind immigration reform effort. makes calls with Grover Norquist, seeking conservative support. So he's all in favor of it, too. You've been sold out. You got no friends in Washington, folks.
Yeah, I hope you don't get tuberculosis.
All right, let's take the break. We're already up to the break already. Got a lot of things to talk about here. Stay with us. Governed American continues here on RVN.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. The website, www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And my email address is radio@governamerica.com. Nancy, go ahead and give your information out, please.
Nancy@governamerica.com. And you will also see my blog, Womanly Wisdom, up on governamerica.com.
Now, we've talked a lot about this situation where Holder has come out, well, at least we touched upon it. I don't think we've really talked a lot about it, so I want to come back to it. Holder announced recently, within the, what would you say, the last two or three weeks, Nancy, that he's planning on reassembling the task force on homegrown terrorists.
Yes.
This happened earlier this month. LA Times had a piece on it. They say he announced the creation of a task force within the Justice Department to combat an escalating danger from homegrown terrorists within the United States. The Justice Department, in a news release accompanying Holder's weekly video address, cited the Congressional Research Service report last year that said domestic terrorists were responsible for more than two dozen incidents in the U.S. since 9/11, which, of course, 9/11 was an incident of domestic terror, which was engineered by the neocon establishment of which Eric Holder is a part. Because there's no difference between the parties, listeners. Holder, they say in the video, cited the Boston Marathon bombings, which is a false flag operation. We've documented that to the hilt on the website, by the way. Go to the website. There's a special section. If you go to Issues, Black Ops, Boston Bombing, there is a section in there which documents very well, that this was an engineered scenario and not by two teenagers. There's conditioning going on all over the country right now for martial law. They're getting people used to seeing helicopters, men in full military gear, tanks going down the streets. You had a full-scale, undeclared martial law in Boston as a result of this fiasco over a teenager. Insane. But he says this is the danger that we face from homegrown terrorists. The FBI was criticized for its decision not to share information with local law enforcement agencies about Tamerlan Sarnov, one of the brothers authorities say were behind the bombings. And keep in mind, listeners, Tamerlan Sarnov, as we pointed out on this broadcast, was being hounded by the FBI for many, many years leading up to the event. They were talking to him, and that's what the FBI does in many cases. They take these guys by the hand, as we've covered often on this program, give them funding, give them training, because a third of the FBI's budget is counterterrorism incidents, counterterrorism funding. And if they don't have any terrorist incidents, they get their funding cut. So to justify the funding, they have to make sure there's incidents. Oh, we've thwarted these incidents. Look what we're doing for you. So they are the terrorists, listeners. They commit terrorist acts in this country. They commit terrorist acts around the world. And they have the audacity to point the finger at you and me because we care about our freedom and are angry, rightfully angry, that the government is trying to take away our privacy and trying to take away our freedom, health freedom, and freedom every step of the way in every way. We just want to be left alone. And yet, they got to keep intruding upon you in every step of the way. Moving along here. Oh, from the Justice Department website. And they talk about domestic terrorism, and I find it very interesting. They don't have any statement at all about the border incursions. We got a number of border incursions going on, some of which we've talked about just at the top of the program here. But they say, in addition to protecting the U.S. against international terrorists, traditional homegrown terrorist groups continue to exist. And individuals like Timothy McVeigh, Patsy, continue to present a threat. Additionally, homegrown violent extremists who are inspired by Al-Qaeda and other international terrorists and terrorist groups who have no connection to them pose a threat to the security of our country. To protect America from the threat of terrorism on our home soil from disaffected Americans, members of domestic terrorism and extremist groups and from homegrown violent extremists who are inspired by and seeking to emulate international terrorists, the U.S. Attorney's Office work to identify, disrupt, prevent, and defeat domestic terrorist operations before they occur, and to vigorously prosecute those who commit or intend to commit such acts. And how do you determine that, listeners? Listening in on everything everybody does? domestic terrorism. See, we're getting into thought crimes now. We're getting into face crimes now, as we have facial recognition technology springing up all over the place. You know, in Orwell's 1984, people literally had face crimes. Well, you didn't. If you didn't have the right look on your face, you could be taken away. This is the place where we've come to in America today.
Well, and you know, of course, we have seen the FBI documents that say, if you're a Christian, if you actually believe in the laws of your own land, the Constitution,
yeah,
you're a domestic terrorist.
If you have the wrong kind of bumper sticker.
Yeah.
You are if you have copies of the nation's founding document, the Constitution, you are a potential domestic terrorist. That's what they're training these people in police academies.
And in our schools, by the way, as well.
Yeah. So they say domestic terrorism includes acts within the territorial United States that are dangerous to human life, violate federal or state criminal laws, have no actual connection to international terrorists, and appear to be intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population, influence domestic government policy through intimidation or coercion, or affect the conduct of our government by mass destruction, assassination, or kidnapping. Current domestic terrorism threats include animal rights extremists, eco-terrorists, anarchist anti-government extremists, such as sovereign citizens, and unauthorized militias, black separatists, white supremacists, anti-abortion extremists, and other unaffiliated, disaffected Americans, including lone wolves. We got a lot of lone wolves, don't we? Domestic terrorism cases often involve firearms, oh no! Arson or explosive offenses, crimes related to fraud and threats and hoaxes. So, Eric Holder and the Justice Department is going to protect you folks from all of the bad guys, right? No, sorry.
That's terrifying right there.
Yeah, well, isn't it nice they want to protect us? When we come back from this break, though, we're going to find out just who they're not protecting you from, listeners. There's a lot of terrorists out there, a lot of big bad guys. Washington Times: widespread incursions by armed Mexican officers put border agents in regular standoffs. You see, we got the Mexican military coming into this country right now, routinely.
And the Chinese military and the Russian military, on and on and on. We just invite them over to do our urban drills, right?
With that's right.
Our new standing army.
That's right. That's true. Absolutely. All right, I'll tell you what, bottom of the hour break. Time's going by very quickly. We're going to hit the ground running when we come back here on Governed America, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay put.
Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. This is Government America. Continuing on here, we before the break, we were talking about the fact that Eric Holder is reassembling the task force on domestic terrorism, and this is going to be an assembly, I guess. It's going to do what, Nancy? What have you read about it?
Well.
What exactly are these people going to do? Do we know? Sit around and think about...
I'm not sure. Here's my concern. We are being overrun with people from other countries. They don't share the same culture, the same values. They practice their own beliefs. They speak their own languages. It's only a matter of time before America becomes chaotic and infighting will begin. And this will absolutely give the cover story to subjugate and control America that would not have been possible by any other means. This unchecked immigration, it's not just the southern border, it's the northern border too. It's the only way to dilute the American demographics enough to cause fighting among all these diverse groups and make subjugation easier. The fact that he is assembling this task force right now, while all of these people now Now, it wasn't just from Mexico. Now we're, you know, down into Central America, where we really have a multitude of different cultures. It's the only way that they feel that they can, they have to create the problem. And well, it's only a matter of time.
They've already created the problem. You know,
well, absolutely. I mean, they have created the problem. We've got states angry that are being overrun. They have this new level of crime all over the country that's been brought up from the southern borders.
Let me just say, I've got a story here where somebody's in an apartment complex, not allowed to fly the United States flag on his apartment building because it might be offensive to Muslims. We've got a whole ton of Muslims in this country right now that are being brought in also, I believe.
They're coming in from the northern border.
Right, because here's the thing. They're being brought here to seek as refugees. Now, why are they being brought here as refugees? Because we've made a mess of their homelands in the Middle East.
Yeah, Darren, there is an article up on the website right now. They claim approximately 50 million refugees now, more than during World War II, more than any other time in history, because of all these destabilizations all over the world. And yeah, we've got tons of them. And this administration has also encouraged the Muslim refugees to come here as well.
Sure they have. Like they've encouraged every other national security threat to come here. So
exactly.
I guess I come back full circle to my original question. What exactly is Eric Holder's anti-terror task force supposed to do? You know, that's the $10 million question. You know what I think it's supposed to do? It's to deal with us.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's for.
People that don't go along. People that don't like what's happening in Washington, D.C. And you don't even have to be violent. It's getting to the point, ladies and gentlemen, where it's a hazard to speak out. That's why everyone needs to speak out. Nobody should be chilled. In fact, I've got a theory about all this NSA stuff. I've turned this over and over and over in my mind, time and time and time again. And I've went back and forth on it. Because I don't think that Mr. What's-His-Face there, Snowden, is an American hero. I think he was given access for a reason. Now, whether it was infighting between the agencies or whether they wanted this information to get out, and some of it I find hard to believe they really actually would want all of it to get out. But they may just be willing to tell the people. If they do tell the people that they're being spied upon, what would be the reason for doing it? Well, what might be the outcome of such a maneuver? Perhaps a chilling effect on freedom of speech? Maybe they'll make it...
And when you look at the pitting against that's going on, blacks and whites, blacks and Hispanics, liberals and conservatives, Christians and Muslims, homosexuals and heterosexuals, gun owners and gun controllers, cops and citizens. I mean, what stone have they not left unturned to create this disunity in this country?
Yeah,
and
now,
they've done it everywhere. They've done it all over the world. This is the game plan.
As Eric Holder's Department of Justice witch hunt goes on for potential domestic terrorists, hey, they're letting all the gang members from south of the border in.
Well, Border Patrol says gang members are crossing our border illegally, turning themselves in and getting the green light into our country, and all because they are minors.
Channel 5's Erica Proffer tells us how they are getting through. Erica's live in our Hidalgo County Newsroom. Erica.
They're unaccompanied minors, and if they don't have any criminal record inside the United States, then they're processed just as any other juvenile coming in. It doesn't matter if they have tattoos or even if they admit they are gang members.
Not everyone wants a better life. Border Patrol agents say some teens crossing the border are looking to grow their gang roots.
That they are confirmed either by tattoos or by self-admission. But since they have no criminal record in the United States, and they happen to be minors, maybe 15, 16 years old, they're reunited with their family here in the United States.
Does it concern you?
Yeah, it does concern me because, you know, we have issues like that already in the United States. And the last thing we need to do is start importing gang members.
We asked for the number of gang members crossing and getting released.
We've seen a few, not many, but we have seen a few, at least in the Rio Grande Valley.
It's not up to the Border Patrol agents to ask questions.
It all boils down to the same thing, that there's violence in their home country. And a lot of them say that, you know, they claim that they'll be killed if they go back.
Violence back in their home country is a story told too often. It's hard to separate who's telling the truth.
Before you can get their name out of them, you ask them what their name is or where they're from, and they're going to say there's violence in my home country and they're going to kill me if you return me.
So do you think they're lying?
You know, I do believe that there's violence in their home country, but I also believe that a lot of them have been coached.
We're getting the inside look at what agents really see in the masses. They're overwhelmed. Morale is low.
We all know if you arrest and then release, then the arrest was meaningless.
Chris Cabrera says some of his men are already looking for other jobs. They don't agree with letting would-be criminals on the loose.
KRGV is what that report was from. So we have Border Patrol agents resigning their jobs now, Nancy, because they're frustrated over the situation where they arrest people and they're forced to let them go. Gang members, criminals. How many of these people are in cartels, listeners? We've talked about on the broadcast in the past. The cartels are employing children.
Darren, the citizens of this country, if you just look at what's happened in the Mideast and you apply the very same principles here, the citizens must be divided and they must be fighting one another to ensure that globalists can sweep in, take control of populations and all their resources, and, you know, a united America with lots of weapons would make this plan impossible here. And hence you see this chaos being created in the United States exactly like it has been done in the Mideast, exactly like it has been done in Europe. There's nothing new that we're seeing here that has not happened in other nations. It's the same playbook.
Yeah. Now, before the break, I'd mentioned widespread incursions by armed Mexican officers are having Border Patrol standoffs. Washington Times reported this week, armed Mexican troops and police regularly stray across the U.S. border, according to statistics by the Department of Homeland Security provided to Congress on Tuesday that indicate more than 500 of them have jumped the border in the past decade. Gil Kurokowski, a commissioner of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, said in a letter to Representative Duncan Hunter that in many of those cases, the armed Mexican military or law enforcement personnel ended up in confrontations with American authorities and 131 people were detained. So apparently we have the armed Mexican military and police regularly violating the U.S. border. And Eric Holder wants to go on a witch hunt to find out which Americans might not be quite in line with their way of thinking.
And let us keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen,
let us keep in mind we have a break coming up here, so let's pick it up right after we come back. Stay with us. We'll be back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. Continuing on here, Nancy Levandis here. I'm Darren Weeks. Nancy, you were about to say something as we were going into the break. Do you remember what it was?
No, at the moment I don't.
Sorry. Clock got poised.
I'll get it back.
All right. Anyway, continuing here, we've been talking about Homeland Security information right now in light of this Eric Holder anti-terrorism task force that he's assembling, talking about the border incursions, the diseases that are being brought in, the potential weaponry that could be being brought in. Certainly gang members are being allowed to go and assimilate into the population, as we just heard before the break. Also, we also have the continuing threat, as Nancy mentioned earlier, of the communist Chinese buying up our businesses, our properties. Here we see from the Detroit News, or the Detroit Free Press, actually, Chinese auto industry looking to strengthen ties with Detroit automakers and parts suppliers. They say China's automotive industry needs to increase its spending on research and development and strengthen its joint venture ties with U.S. automotive manufacturers, a top Chinese automotive official said today in Troy. This was June 13th. For the China automotive industry to go into international markets, we need to be learning from General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler. and increase our cooperation. Then we can succeed, said Yang Dong, executive vice president of and secretary of the China Association Automobile Manufacturers. See, this is what the Chinese always do, listeners. They learn from you. And then they take and copy your technology, copy everything you have, and beat you with it. Because we have a suicidal foreign policy and domestic.
Now, and Darren, last summer, 1 year ago, we were doing amphibious landing exercises on American soil with the Chinese. We were doing military drills in, I believe, Colorado with the Russian military. I mean, what kind of, you know, how... I can't even...
This is all so that they can learn all of our military technology so that when we go to war with them, they'll be able to really give us a good competition. So it'll be nice and bloody. So you folks, when you send your sons and daughters off to fight and die in the rich man's war, can lose your children. You can have more families upset, more families at a loss. And the ones that survive the war come back, and none of them, not one of them, are ever the same again. Every experience
you posted an article. Joe Biden, as we speak, is in Central America. And apparently the White House is going to give them $250 million. Now, of course, we're broke, right?
Yeah.
We're broke. They're closing Social Security offices all over the United States. We're broke. And Joe's going down there so he can give them $250 million. Well, what's that for? For their kids?
Well, I wonder why we're giving money to terrorists in the Middle East, as we talk so often on this program. But this is the point, this incestuous relationship between the United States, and all of these other countries that we're supposed to be at odds with all the time. You know, the Pentagon's warned repeatedly, oh, China's a huge threat. Now we're hearing that, oh, Russia's a huge threat. And China and Russia are teaming up to tank our dollar. And yet we have war games with them. It's insane. And speaking of domestic terrorism, Nancy, I stumbled across this just last night. Apparently, if this is to be believed, and I don't know if this is a hoax or not, but apparently we've had incidents in the past where false flag events, they were recruiting crisis actors ahead of time on Craigslist. You know anything about this?
Yes, I have seen it. I saw it on a Craigslist.
You're sounding muffled. Talk directly into the phone if you could.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that better?
Much better, yes.
Okay. Yes. I actually saw some of those Craigslist advertisements. People were posting them. And, yes, they were hiring crisis actors for, quote-unquote, drills.
Yeah. Well, we got a new one. I don't know if you saw this or not.
No.
I'm just going to throw this out there because just in case. But there was evidently an ad posted. The ad has now been taken down by Craigslist. But it says crisis actors needed in Houston. We are looking for crisis actors for a government emergency drill between July 4th and the 6th. Actors will be responsible for portraying different emergency scenarios in a simulated government terror drill. No experience is needed. Confidentiality agreements are required. Pay is $200. Please message for details. Now, as I said, I followed the link. The link's been removed now. This has come from a number of different sources. I do not know if this is a genuine government quote-unquote drill or not. But if you can, you might want to avoid the Houston, Texas area July 4th to the 6th or around that date. I don't know if they have something planned. I just thought I would pass this along in the event that it might not be a hoax. So there you go. There's a screenshot here. Looks authentic, but, you know, you never know anymore. I mean, we're confronted all the time with nonsense. So anyway, there, take that for whatever it's worth. In the meantime, we have drones being armed with pepper spray. InfoWars reported riot control drone to shoot pepper spray bullets at protesters. Experts slam technology deeply disturbing, will maim and kill. They say a drone, Steve Watson reporting, a drone that is capable of firing 400 rounds of pepper spray and paintballs, as well as employing blinding lasers and loudspeakers to deter protesters, has been developed and sold to an undisclosed company following a demonstration at a trade show in London. Reports indicate that an undisclosed mining company in South Africa has purchased 25 of the Skunk Riot Control Copter devices deployed by military surveillance and communications contractor Desert Wolf. The company's
Sounds like they're planning riots.
Well, it's kind of interesting that we are facing a fiscal cliff. Remember the fiscal cliff terminology? Yeah, the real fiscal cliff's coming up, listeners. Because this funny money system that they have is only going to be propped up for so long. Yes, we've been saying that for years, but they've been preparing for it for years. Why would the United States government be arming itself to the hilt with hollow point bullets and everything that you can imagine, even as they try to take away your firearms rights? They're planning for something.
Oh, yeah.
The company's website describes the drone as being equipped with a 4 high capacity paintball barrels firing up to 20 bullets per second each, with 80 pepper bullets per second, stopping any crowd in its track. It's going to be paintballs and riot pepper spray today. Probably be machine guns tomorrow.
Yep. Well, now you know why Eric Holder is reassembling his committee.
Yeah, it'd be like shooting people in a fishbowl, like shooting fish in a fishbowl.
Unbelievable.
Just like they did to Clive and Bundy's horses, you know, from a helicopter, running them to death. This is a dark time that we're living, listeners. And I just want to say this. This is not a religious show, so I don't talk a lot about this. But I think now is a very good time to make your heart right with God. I'm just going to be perfectly honest with you. Ask him into your heart. Ask him to guide you, direct you, forgive you of your sins, make things right with the Maker, the Creator. Because these are some interesting times that we're living, and we need all the help we can get. And quite honestly, the other side is just that, on the other side. They're the forces of darkness. We are the forces of good, and it's all in his hands. So make your heart right with him. All right. Take the top of the hour break. We'll continue on the other side. I've got audio, as I said, from the State Department. Speaking of Luciferian's mouth, we'll hear from it today in hour number 2, straight ahead.